This week, the Bush administration announced that it wants to halt compensation payments to some sick workers who milled uranium during the Cold War years. The White House says it won't fully fund compensation for the workers until it's proven that their medical conditions are a result of exposure at uranium processing plants. From member station WBUR, Jason Beaubien reports.
The Radiation Employees Compensation Act of 1990, or RECA, provided $100,000 lump sum payments to uranium miners who later became ill. The workers in Colorado, Utah, and other western states provided the raw uranium for the nation's nuclear weapons program. Last year, Congress amended RECA to allow other workers at the uranium mines, millers, processors, and haulers, who also became sick, to be eligible for the program. The Bush administration opposes this expansion. The director of communications for the White House Office of Management and Budget, Chris Allman, says more scientific study is needed.
The question is trying to determine if there's a causal link between the diseases they have and whatever exposure to the radioactive materials that they might have had.
The Bush administration, however, can't directly deny these uranium workers compensation. That would take an act of Congress. So instead, the White House is only providing enough money for the program to cover the original uranium miners and not the millers and processors who were added to the program last year. This move has drawn bipartisan criticism from a group of lawmakers in western states. Since the program's inception in 1990, 4,000 former uranium workers have received payments. 120 people applied for restitution under the expanded guidelines issued last year, but none of their claims have been processed yet. Lori Goodman with Dine Care, a Navajo environmental group in Durango, Colorado, says many other former workers could still get sick and apply for the program. She calls the request for more scientific studies a stalling tactic.
All along, you know, they've just been dumping on these people. I mean, these are elderly people, and they're sick, and the hope is that they just die off out somewhere in the West, out of sight, out of mind.
The Bush administration agrees that underground uranium miners have developed health problems related to their work. Officials with the White House Office of Management and Budget say they want to wait to fully fund RECA until they have the results of several research studies into illnesses among the above-ground uranium workers. Those studies are expected to be completed in 6 to 12 months. For NPR News, I'm Jason Beaubien.